CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Thanks for joining us today, and I'm just so thankful to tell you that I can't even hardly believe this, but my friend and assistant that helps me, Susan, told me that February 1st, we went over 2,000 podcast downloads between iTunes, Podbean, and Podomatic, and our website, hopeishere.today, and just want to thank you for all the people who have been so faithful to listen to us, and that's not counting several hundred on Life 99.1 FM, but just thank you for being supportive of this program. I'm glad it's been a blessing, and I know that God's going to continue to bring people to tell their story, because you know what? Everybody's got a story, and it's been so great to have so many people share their stories. But I want to talk today about something that, unfortunately, Valentine's Day, which will be coming next week. This is Friday, February 9th, but next week will be Valentine's Day. And for a lot of people, that's just a tough day. And, you know, there's a variety of reasons. For one, it could just be, you know, maybe the loss of a loved one, a spouse. Think about my mom, that my dad will be the second Valentine's Day without him after 52 years of marriage. People that are divorced the first time without a significant other, or those that have never been married and maybe never even had a Valentine. And they just, I heard somebody say once that, you know, Valentine's Day is actually is Singles Awareness Day. And that it definitely lets people know that you're single. And Valentine's Day, it's a great reminder of that. And I heard Joyce Meyer say one time, she said, you know, man, I hear it from both ends. I meet single people that are sad, and I meet married people that are mad. And so there's all types of different viewpoints on Valentine's Day coming up. But I just want to share a few scriptures with you, and then I want to read a letter that somebody gave me gosh, probably over 10 years ago now, that was a real comfort to a lot of people. If Valentine's Day is a rough day for you, and if you want a copy of this, you can email me at greg@hopeishere.today. That's Greg, G-R-E-G, at hopeishere.today, or send me a message on our Facebook page, and that is simply Hope Is Here. Hope you'll also like us on Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter, at Hope Is Here, L-E-X. That's at Hope Is Here, L-E-X, on Twitter. But Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7 in the NIV says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I just want to go on and say to you here on Friday, be prepared and just start talking to God about it. See about making other plans, maybe with other friends, and maybe it's going over to somebody's house or whatever, you know, just doing different things. Going, I'm sure there's some athletic events going on, high school events. Just check out or ask some friends, maybe go to a movie or whatever, a family member, go hang out with family members. Or we all know people that are single, lonely. There's just different ways you can reach out. But the thing about it is, I just want to encourage you not to be anxious. That's what that verse says in Philippians, about anything, no matter what it is, and especially Valentine's Day, because I know Satan can have a field day sometimes with that. And the thing that I want to encourage you today with is that you don't need to worry. I want you to know that God has everything under control. And I love Philippians chapter 4, verses 6, 7 in the Message version. I read the NIV version, which stands for New International Version of the Bible, but the Message is a more modern version. It's kind of paraphrasing today's language that Eugene Peterson and some other scholars wrote. And I really like the Message version. It brings it down the lower shelf, makes it really simple for a guy like me that needs it down there and to keep it simple. It says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of your life. And that's in the Message verse in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And I want to encourage you to read that and just really talk to God. Get prepared for that day, but for every day, no matter what it is that's causing anxiety or worry. And I want to say to you today that you can trust God with your heart even when you don't understand what's happening in your life. No matter what it is, if this is a time of singleness, whether through loss of a spouse, whether it's through death or divorce, maybe it's the breaking up of a long-term relationship, maybe it's you've never been in a relationship. I mean, the list goes on and on. When your heart doesn't understand why things are the way they are, wanting to have a child and that not happening, you've been looking for a job for several months, over a year, and things just aren't happening. You're just like, God, what's going on here? Hello, Lord, are you there? And, you know, are you answering my emails? You know, are they going to spam? Why does my prayers keep going to your voicemail? Lord, help me, please. And a verse that's helped me so many times over the years that when I just could not understand where God was working in my life, I couldn't feel him, I didn't see him, logically, life didn't make any sense, was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And it simply says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. And I've been through those seasons off and on several times during my 52 years of life, and I can say to you that that's true. Doesn't mean that there's not been some sleepless nights. Doesn't mean that there's not been tears shed. Doesn't mean that there's not been times of loneliness or frustration or even doubt. But at the end of the day, as I have trusted God, he has always provided a way and an answer. And as a good friend of mine said, that was an assistant basketball coach with me at Western Kentucky University back in the early 90s, he said, you know, Greg, God's a lot like the mailman. And I kind of looked at Coach Cunningham. I said, Charles, how's that? He said, you know what? He's a lot like the mailman because you don't know when he's going to get there, but he always delivers. And you know, that's been 20 years ago since Charles told me that, but I've never forgotten it. And, you know, so many times in my life, things have not happened on Greg's time frame. But when God thought I was ready to handle it, whatever the situation was, then I knew that it had come from him. And, in fact, I know that this ministry program, Hope Is Here, that this has come from God, because just the timing, the way things worked out, and I could take a whole program to explain that to you. But I just want to encourage you today that God is faithful and that you are not alone and that you can count on Jesus. Even when everybody else has abandoned you, you can count on Jesus to be in your corner and to be with you. And the one thing that I do want to share to single people and even married people out there is Proverbs 4:23. And it is a huge verse. I don't care whether you're 14 or whether you're 84. This is a big time verse. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. That's in the NIV version. I like the Message version too. It says, keep vigilant. Watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Friends, so many of us just give our heart, whether it's romantically or if it's just even in friendships or whatever it is, we just lay our heart out to anybody in so many situations. And I want you to think about how the heart has been strategically placed in your body, how physically, how hard it is to get there. When my father had to have triple bypass surgery back in 1990, they had to crack his chest open to get to his heart to do that. Now, I don't know if there's different ways now, probably with medicine, but then they had to do that. And I just always remember seeing that scar of his chest where they had to staple his chest back together as he healed from the triple bypass surgery, how hard it was to get to the heart. But yet, it also reminds me how much that God has our body protected. And I think that physical thing is also a mental thing, a way God's wanting us to see this verse, that we need to guard our heart like God has done it, by the way he's physically developed our bodies. And for some of you, I don't know what that is. It may be that, you know, what you're watching on TV, or maybe it's some of the people you're hanging out with, or there's just so many different things that go on. so many people that aren't happy, and marriages and things, and you know, coworkers get involved and having lunch, and next thing it's two lunches, and we all know, you know what the warning signs are, and when you're getting into the danger area. But you got to guard your heart. And people that get in dating relationships and the same thing happens over and over, yet they don't stand back and look, what is the common theme there? And the common theme, maybe it's obviously the person that's in that, your own self, but is there any patterns here where maybe you've not guarded your heart? So I would encourage you to take a look at that. But Proverbs 4:23 is a great verse. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. It's the foundation of everything. And God loves you, and he just gave you one heart. He gave you two eyes, two ears, two hands, two feet, but he gave you just one heart, and I really want to encourage you to protect that. But I do want to read a letter that somebody gave me several years ago, and I've always read it on Valentine's Day or around that time, just to encourage people, because it encouraged me during a time of singleness. It says, everyone longs to give themselves completely to someone, to have a deep soul relationship with another, to be loved thoroughly and exclusively. But God to a Christian says, no, not until you are satisfied and fulfilled and content with living loved by me alone. I love you, my child, and until you discover that only in me is your satisfaction to be found, you will not be capable of the perfect human relationship that I have planned for you. You will never be united with another until you are united with me, exclusive of anyone or anything else, exclusive of any other desires and longings. I want you to stop planning, stop wishing, and allow me to give you the most thrilling plan existing, one that you can't even imagine. Please allow me to bring it to you. Just keep watching me, expecting the greatest thing, experiencing that satisfaction, knowing that I am. Keep learning and listening to the things that I tell you. You must wait. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Don't look around at things others have gotten or that I have given them. Don't look at the things that you think you want. Just keep looking off and away up to me, or you will miss what I want to show you. And then when you are ready, I will surprise you with a love far more wonderful than you would ever dream of. You see, until you are ready, and until the one I have for you is ready, I am working this very minute to have both of you ready at the same time. Until you are both satisfied exclusively with me and the life I have prepared for you, you will not be able to experience the love that exemplifies your relationship with me, and this is perfect love. And dear one, I want you to have this wonderful love. I want you to see in the flesh a picture of your relationship with me, and to enjoy materially and concretely the everlasting union of beauty and perfection and love that I offer you with myself. Know that I love you utterly. I am God Almighty. Please believe and be satisfied. Now, I know that was a lot to take in, and you may want to get the podcast and rewind and listen to that again, but a really powerful letter just saying that God wants to be first in our lives, and that with Jesus, all things are possible. And so I just want to encourage you, as this Valentine's Day comes up, to look to Jesus to be your source and strength, and encourage you to guard your one and only heart and protect it, because Jesus died for it and that he loves you very, very much. I'm Greg Horn, and that is Hope is Here.
Let's be honest. Medicare can be really confusing. Scott County resident Jason Biddle has over 17 years helping seniors and retirees with issues surrounding Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Don't give yourself a headache. Contact Jason Biddle today with any insurance questions you have related to Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Contact Jason today for help at 502-395-1603. That's 502-395-1603.